Returning to Elusive Fandango. I go to the hometown buffet on Friday night, an all-you-can-eat place, partly to fill up on things we don't make at home, partly to be with real people in jeans, with kids who make noise and never stray far from the frozen yogurt machine, and women whose face isn't layered in makeup with hair and nails they do themselves at home. Mostly it's the sound that gets me, people talking that floods the room instead of piped-in music. This is the only buffet in a 30-mile radius of the middle-class college town I live in, a town of BMW, Lexus, Cadillac, and Volvo people who wouldn't be caught dead with their iron in a buffet parking lot. The people who come to the buffet live on the outskirts. They're the ones who do the farm work, who repair and keep the towns alive. These people eating at the buffet aren't those who eat a $50 dinner served by a skinny-ass waitress named Stacy. They're people who dance the music of kids being kids, sampling desserts, tired guys coming home on Friday night and taking the family out to dinner, their mothers jabbering the cacophony of life, their Chevy pickups in the parking lot. I'm energized when I ask the pretty Mexican mother in the booth next to mine how old her little daughter is. She says, 5 años, and reaches into her purse for pictures of her son. Gotase años, and in part English and part Spanish, tells me the boy is in high school and will be a lawyer. I'm glad I wore my Lakers cap. I belong. With a brownie and a slosh of vanilla yogurt, I polish off the evening, all for $8.50, and a smile from the Mexican lady who removes the dishes from our table.